The Science of Service podcast, Healthcare and the FM Paradox, 29th April 2024, by Melanie Clark. There's a paradox about facilities management that has been wrestled with since the origins of the sector, by Ian Ellison, Workplace Geeks. Listen to episode 5 now, The Science of Creating Healthier and More Sustainable Spaces. There's a paradox about facilities management that has been wrestled with since the origins of the sector. On the one hand, the FM industry grows by looking after operational and more organizational elements. This means companies can focus on their core purpose or business, putting all their talent and energy into their direction of travel. It's clear that for this reason, FM makes good sense. But on the other, as FM enables the core purpose or business, there's a risk that it can go unjustly underappreciated, or even unacknowledged for the value it brings, and how critical it is to realizing an organization's goals. This is what I call the FM paradox. Beyond the paradox, throughout my time as a university lecturer, I always made the case to our FM students that there is one particular type of workplace where FM's positive contribution to shared goals is clearer than anywhere else. That workplace is healthcare. Why? Well, without a completely clean and hygienic environment, with patients where they need to be, when they need to be there, there simply cannot be effective healthcare. Clinical staff rely on the teams of cleaners and porters to enable the best patient outcomes, which means healthcare and facilities management are complementary, even symbiotic. A great word that basically means that when it comes to the relationship, working together makes better sense for both parties. Transforming healthcare. These ideas are brought to life in episode 5 of the Science of Service podcast, presented by me, Ian Ellison, and my co-host, Chris Moriarty. You may also know us as the Workplace Geeks. We visit John Radcliffe Hospital, Oxford, to explore the realities of enabling healthcare through the eyes of both NHS Trust and Mighty Staff. We learn about service and hygiene standards from PFI contract manager Derek Andrews. Chris is also treated to a tour of the hospital's spotless corridors and wards with Mighty account director Andrew Sharp. Along the way, they bump into a passionate advocate for the service who becomes a surprise guest on the show. Finally, Chris gets to meet Superman and Minnie Mouse, the Mighty cleaning robots, which make him very happy indeed. So, if transforming healthcare depends on improved efficiency and effectiveness, we learn that it's also about transforming the patient experience. Managing Director of Mighty Communities, Alice Woodwalk, explains how patient experience can even positively impact patient outcomes. This is reinforced with practical examples from Head of Innovation and Product Development at Mighty's Cleaning and Hygiene Center of Excellence, Heather Downs. Based at the CHCE in Birmingham, Heather demonstrates how cleaning innovations are developed for client sites with thorough testing ahead of implementation. Circling back to climate. To round off the episode, we find ourselves looping all the way back to our first topic of focus in the Science of Service podcast, climate change. Biotech scientist and technical director at Biological Preparations Limited, John Lear, reveals how some of the most sustainable and climate-friendly cleaning products are now powered by the most primitive organisms on the planet, bacteria. John advises Mighty on biotech applications and explains that harnessing the way certain bacteria create protective films over surfaces reduces the need for harsh chemicals. As Alice Woodwalk says, for the first time, cleaning has genuinely become a science, which completely revolutionizes the way you think about cleaning. Cleaning robots and good bacteria, we salute you.